Hey guys, welcome to the fifth episode of the podcast, Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. I'm your host and your favorite boxer, Mo's Miraculous M4 Smith. Today, we're going to get into talking with Miss Tiffany Primo, the writer and co-director of the new up-and-coming movie featuring RL from the group Next and Slim from the group 112, Drag Friction. You don't want to miss this, man. Let's get into it. And don't forget, hit like and subscribe so you get the freshest Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. Hey guys, just wanted to give you an update on what's been going on in my boxing career. So you can keep up with your favorite boxer, Mo's Miraculous M4 Smith. And to let you know, yes, February 13th, I will be fighting in Gadsden, Alabama against Dylan Buck Corson. This fight has been in the making for a few years. We were supposed to fight originally on LaVonda Early's Vegas Grand Promotions in Charlotte, North Carolina. And that was a few years ago. Most recently, we were supposed to fight in Alabama last year in 2020. And we were supposed to fight, and then we were told that the fight was going to be pushed back to another 116 Promotions card. And it was going to be in December. So then December came and I was told that he had to back out of the fight because he got a promotion at work, but congratulations on the promotion. But that he had training on the day of the weigh-in and the day of the fight for the promotion. So he had to back out. So then now we are scheduled to fight February 13th, 2021. And it's going down. I'm going to show up and show out. I will not be leaving that ring without the win by any means at all. That me taking a loss in this fight is not going to happen. There's no way Dylan Buck Corson can beat me or is going to beat me. Whether I win by knockout or whether he gets whooped every single round, he is going to lose this fight. Also, to let you know what happened in December, on December 19th, where I was supposed to fight Michael Matulis. That fight, from what I've been told, that entire card is being rescheduled. As soon as I have a fight date scheduled, I will update and let you know. I don't have a date as of yet when that will happen. It was supposed to happen on James Tony Promotions on December 19th of 2020. And is being rescheduled currently. Yes, I still want to fight Michael Matulis because somebody decided to tell me that since he went to the University of South Carolina and played football there, and I think he's like 5-1 or 6-1 in the heavyweight division, that he's the king of South Carolina, the heavyweight king of South Carolina. Well, here's the thing about that. I'm the heavyweight king of the Carolinas, period. As a matter of fact, I'm the king of the Carolinas in any weight class I decide to go to, heavyweight, whether I drop down to cruiserweight. I'm the king of the Carolinas. Now, when you get down to weight classes lower than cruiserweight, that doesn't have anything to do with me. And right now, I am a heavyweight, so I am the heavyweight king of the Carolinas. And since somebody decided to tell me that Michael Matulis is the heavyweight king of South Carolina, I have to go ahead and dispel that myth. He is not the king of South Carolina or North Carolina. I am the heavyweight king of the Carolinas, and I will be proving that when I face Michael Matulis. So, Michael Matulis, if you hear this or you're listening, let's go, man. Let's find out what's going on. Let's get it. After I beat Dylan Corson, let's on February 13th, let's find out when this next fight's gonna happen with James Toney Promotions, so I can go ahead and whoop you too. In the words of Muhammad Ali, I'll whoop them all. Line them up, I'll knock them down. So, stay tuned, guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and be blessed. Hello, Tiffany. Are you with us?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're talking to Miss Tiffany Primo, the movie writer and assistant producer for her new movie, Drag Friction. Tiffany, how are you this morning?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Most definitely. Now, to get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and let the fans get to know you a little bit.
Okay, my name is Tiffany Primo. I'm originally from Kinston, North Carolina. I am a veteran from the United States Air Force. I'm a disabled veteran. And basically, I just love riding motorcycles and stuff. It's just something I used to do because I used to go to Myrtle Beach in South Carolina to the bike week. And I've always been fascinated with motorcycles. So when I got the chance to get one, that's what I did. I purchased me one.
Okay,
and that's pretty much about me.
Okay, definitely. I'm a motorcycle enthusiast myself, so I understand that.
Awesome.
And what was your inspiration for writing this movie?
Well, I got it from because, like I said, I always see these bikers doing a lot of things. Because actually, I wrote my own magazine called Biker Life Magazine, which talk about good deeds that go unnoticed in the motorcycle chapters, and they are always giving back. And society doesn't see that. Only thing they see is things they see heard in the past about bikers being bad, taking drugs, and out there in the street hurting people. But they don't see when some biker families, somebody in their family wind up passing away, the biker community or clubs wind up giving money. They're going out there and riding for the person that passed away. They're giving clothes. They're giving food. They do a lot of stuff that go unnoticed. And basically, it's what I want to do the movie to show people about bikers instead of them being stereotyped.
Okay, most definitely. When you were looking to get started in film, what did you do first, and what do you think was your biggest or most important step in getting started?
The most important step was basically getting the love from the biker set, let them know who I was. So if I come and ask them questions, they won't feel that somebody's trying to get them in trouble or anything like that, because that's not me. I'm always there to help someone, or if something going on, I give back. Like I said, I don't have much, but still, I'm the type of person that I will do the best that I can, or get them the information that they need to keep things going. So that was my main thing. And once the biker community start to love you, know who you are, your name get passed around and they love you, and they're doing anything to support you and help you get where you're trying to go.
Okay, most definitely. So kind of getting the legitimacy and realness set up.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And now I know that you said that you purchased yourself. And so, you know, I have to ask, what kind of bike do you
have? I have a Street Glide, a Harley Street Glide. Special. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I also saw that RL from the R&B group Next, yes, and Slim from the R&B group 112 starred in this movie. Yes. How was it working with them?
It's going great. Actually, I met Slim. He actually came and sat down with me in May of this year for my birthday because I know his cousin, his first cousin. And I was like, tell Slim to come here for my birthday. He said, I'll see what I can do. And he came because I told him that I had a stroke and I almost died, I almost lost my life. I'm like, and I would love for him to come and just say hi. And they made it happen. So I was telling him I was doing a film and I would like for him to be part of it. And he reached out to him and he came back. And he said, yeah, he'll do it. So I had to come home and write a script of what I want Sam to do. So my last two filming things that I have that we got to do to complete the film, it will be with Slim and Aria, because my director, Mr. Elton Mathis, he did some work for Ariel, so he was able to put tell Ariel about what we was doing, and he agreed to it. So I wrote a script from him for him. So like I said, the last two scenes that we are getting ready to do will be with both of these gentlemen.
Okay, most definitely. And do you have a date yet when Drag Friction is going to come out?
I'm looking at probably February, but I will definitely get back with you and give you a definite date. Like I said, because it's coronavirus, to keep backing everything up, and my girls are scared to get out, and I don't blame them. So once this clears up a little bit, like I said, I'll be more sure about exactly when we're gonna push this out. And like I said, I have someone putting it out there so people will know when it's gonna come out. So I'm thinking about February.
Okay, most definitely. And we will most definitely make sure that we do more interviews and keep in contact with you so the fans can know when it comes out, so that we can all see it, check it out, and make sure we support. And what's up next for you?
What's up next for me? Basically getting my foot back right so I can get back on my bike and start back riding like I love to do. And that's my next thing. And
Okay.
people that wants to get into the movie scene and how it works and how you do it. Like I say, it's not an easy task, and you got to have money. And because I know these guys, because I had a motorcycle shop, they introduced me to Elton, and he asked me what was my budget, and I was like, I don't have a budget. I just need some help. And I was telling him what I was doing, and he loved my insight of what I was doing with Drag Friction. And just to give you a little heads up, Drag Friction, if you think of Set It Off with Queen Latifah and all them in it, that's Drag Friction. Basically, these females on motorcycles, instead of them in the car, they're doing it on the motorcycle, and these girls are coming together to help their best friend out that lost everything because of drag racing. And the friction come
Okay.
in, where everybody get upset about things, they start arguing and stuff. So I call that friction. But
Okay.
they all, and they, at the end,
Okay.
everybody come together as one, and you can show the love in the motorcycle community how everybody do things.
Okay. All right. And if someone wants to get started in film, in writing or producing, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them the main thing is if you have an idea of what you want to do and what you want to talk about, just start writing it. And you start telling other people about it. The main thing is networking. You can go online and look at what they're doing, like in the movie industry, and who can help you out and things like that. And then you just keep writing. And before you know it, you're going to start having people coming to you that love what you're doing and going to be able to assist. And like I said, I was just lucky because I was next door at the cigar bar where my little motorcycle shop was, and I was able to talk to him about it. And he came in and he helped me out. But basically, my main thing is research. I do a whole lot of research. When I hear people about being in the media and being in communications and things like that, I tell them what I'm doing. They're like, okay. So like I said, it's mainly networking and word of mouth.
Okay, most definitely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Tiffany Primo, the movie writer and assistant producer of her new movie, Drag Friction. We're gonna have more information on the movie and when it's gonna come out for you and how things are progressing. I can't wait for it to come out, and I know all of our listeners will go out there and make sure that they support. And make sure that they go to see a good movie.
And one more thing, Mose, I forgot to tell you that they can also go to
Okay.
YouTube and type in drag friction, and it's a trailer out there that they can kind of see what's going on.
Okay,
Yes,
most
sir.
definitely. Most definitely. And I will make sure that I do that today as well. Because I definitely want to see and learn more about this movie. I'm excited about it coming out. As I know our listeners will be as well. Tiffany, we appreciate you coming on Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle with us today. And we look forward to speaking to you very soon. And as always, guys, hit like, subscribe, and make sure you tune in to Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. You never know who we're going to have on here or how it might enrich your life. God bless.
And thank you. You have a blessed day.